With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump using a social media post to harshly criticize members of Congress who told military officials they shouldn't be allowed to follow illegal orders. Meanwhile, the Trump administration continues to move ahead and says they plan on dismantling the Education Department. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says there will be no disruption, as she continues to do some offloading of other work. Well, the clock is continuing to tick now as the government opens up the files, and will be opening up the files on Jeffrey Epstein. Congress has passed, and President Trump has signed the legislation, compelling them now to get the job done. However, officials are quick to point out that the Justice Department does have up to 30 minutes in which to get the job done, and it will take some time to see what happens. President Trump says he wants states to stop regulating artificial intelligence. Trump says that Republicans argue the regulations should dampen innovation for AI, and says he wants it to continue. Meanwhile, a Muslim group has filed suit against Texas Governor Greg Abbott, saying the Council on American Islamic Relations is, according to now Abbott, he called them a foreign terrorist organization. President Trump has been accusing six Democratic lawmakers of sedition. He says it was punishable by death, but the White House was quick to point out. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says no, the president does not mean they should be executed, obviously. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The president's action comes after those lawmakers called on U.S. military members to uphold the Constitution and defy, quote, illegal orders, unquote. A 90-second video first appeared on Tuesday from Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin's X account. It features six congressional members who speak directly to U.S. troops. Senator Slotkin claims our troops are under, quote, enormous stress and pressure right now, unquote.
Well, the leader of an Eastern European neo-Nazi group pleading guilty in New York to trying to recruit others to commit violent attacks against Jews. Now, one plot would have involved dressing up as, quote, Santa Claus to hand out poison candy to youngsters. Prosecutors say they will seek a sentence of up to 18 years for that individual. This is SRN News. Well, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes increased last month at the fastest pace in, well, since last February. Here's Bob Agnew.
The National Association of Realtors said Thursday that existing home sales rose 1.2% in October compared to the previous month, and to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 4.10 million units. That topped analysts' expectations. It also represents a 1.7% increase over October of 2024. Bob Agnew reported.
Federal investigators are releasing photos of that engine falling off of a UPS cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, killing 14 people. They say there's evidence of cracks in the left wing's engine mount. A group of Buddhist monks continuing a 2,300-mile walk across the U.S. to promote peace, that after two of them were injured in a traffic accident near Houston. More details, SRNnews.com.